And welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI on this March 1st. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you. Noah, do you want to kick us off today?
I sure can. This one's pretty, like, I was kind of amazed by this. And if you happen to hear a baby doing something in the background or something, my son's in here, so that's what that is. So just ignore it. But anyway, so in 1936, the English printed firm Waddington produced the very first licensed version of Monopoly, the board game.
Okay.
And so a London-themed edition, it initially was touched on by Parker Brothers regarding the potential publications of the unrelated card game called Lexicon, though they shifted the focus to being a copy of the Monopoly for testing. So now London's coming up with their version of Monopoly, basically. So the game was received very positively. So the sons of Waddington managed to direct this company, and they struck a deal with the Parker Brothers and began producing the game overseas. So now London's got their own version. They still have to pay the Parker Brothers or whatever. So a few years later, they struck an even more consequential deal, this time with the British government. In 1940, the UK-based manufacturer was contacted by the British Secret Intelligence Service to create a version of Monopoly that could be utilized by British prisoners of war.
Wow.
So this is where it gets crazy. So I was like, how did Monopoly is doing some crazy stuff? So as a production ramp, as the production ramped up, the games were distributed to Nazi-run prisoner of war camps as part of a larger aid package, though each copy was actually a sneakily altered version. These disguised Monopoly boards contained metal tools to aid in escape efforts, hidden maps provided by the intelligence agency, and real money from the Axis nation that could be used to bribe the guards.
Holy cow. That is awesome.
So they just mass-produced a Monopoly game with all these tools in it. And the Nazis were okay with it because it was a prisoner of war. Right. The camps are like, yeah, whatever, you can send aids. We're just going to hold them hostage for now or whatever.
Yeah, and they're just
loaded those Monopoly boards down with actual money. And, yeah.
That is really, really cool. Crazy. That's one of my favorite ones we've had.
Absolutely. I thought it was mind-blowing. Yeah. I was like, there's no way.
That is awesome. Wow. All right, well, mine is, did you know that the shortest war in history lasted 38 minutes?
38 minutes? It was a war?
It was a war, and okay, it only lasted for 38 minutes. So I guess you could dispute whether – I don't know the definition of a war, but
right,
it's listed as a war in history books. But all right, so it's called the Anglo-Zanzibar War, and it lasted only 38 minutes. So it took place off the coast of Tanzania in 1896. And it's largely considered to be the shortest war in human history. So under the Helgoland-Zanzibar Treaty, signed between Germany and Britain in 1890, the island archipelago, known as Zanzibar, was placed under British control. And while the mainland Tanzania remained the possession of Imperial Germany, but then 6 years later, when the pro-British Sultan of Zanzibar suddenly died, his cousin, and some people believe the assassin of him, Khalid bin Bargash, took the role of Sultan within hours of the leader's death, all without the blessing of the British. So people theorize that he killed his cousin.
To take power.
Power. And obviously this did not please the British. So they weren't too happy about this suspected coup. And Britain's chief diplomat of the area, Basil Cave, he was put in charge of resolving this conflict. And then by 1996, Khalid had gathered some 3,000 fighters and an impressive array of artillery around the palace to try to protect his reign, because he was worried about Britain trying to retaliate and get him out of power. And then Cave sent one last ultimatum on the evening of the 26th, demanding evacuation of the palace by 9 a.m. the following morning. And Khalid responded and stood his ground and said, "We have no intention of hauling down our flag. We did not believe you that you would open fire on us." Well, he was wrong, and the British opened fire at 9 a.m., and after a 38-minute bombardment, Khalid escaped through the back exit, and they waved the white flag. The palace lowered its flag, and history's shortest war came to an end after just 38 minutes.
38 minutes. Didn't believe them. They shot them up, and that was it.
Yeah. And so like they were trying to act all tough, that they were prepared and didn't believe that they would attack. And then when they did, they weren't prepared because it took less than 45 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So shortest war ever, 38 minutes.
And I guess you can't say he didn't try.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.